How did it all go down yesterday? How's it feel to be here?
It was good. It was a whirlwind. I just had the birth of my baby girl on Tuesday, and it's been an exciting week, you know. So I'm here. It was a long flight, you know. Couldn't get a direct flight out of Rhode Island from where I was at, but I'm glad to be here, you know what I mean? I'm trying to catch up with this air up here, you know what I mean? It's messing with me a little bit, but I'm fine.
What did Josh and Brian tell you about your role here and how soon you're going
to
play?
Well, they're trying to get me ready to, to play this week, you know, of course, in a limited fashion, but I did it last year, so I think everybody is expecting the same thing when I, you know, signed one day before we played the Patriots when I was in New York, and I came out and played 57 plays, but I don't know. You know, I'm just going to kind of wing it and go out there and do the best that I can, but right now they just, you know, shoving a lot down my throat, you know what I mean, because the terminology is totally different.
Long-term, what is going to be your role here, do you think? I mean, it's going to be nickel type of stuff?
I came here just to, you know, to play, you know, I'm not looking past, you know, the next game, you know, the next game is the most important game, you know what I mean? So just to help these guys that got a good situation here, you know, veteran guys, you know, Champ Bailey, perennial pro, Brian Dawkins, Andre Goodman. I know all these guys from playing, so it's different between walking in a situation where you got a bunch of young guys, a bunch of, you know, first and second year guys. So this is perfect, you know what I mean? I can take my time, learn the system because it's already established, and all I'm doing is trying to help, you know what I mean?
Did you have some other offers or options throughout the first half?
Yeah, it just wasn't the right ones, you know. I mean, I was semi-retired, basically. So, I mean, I've trained to stay in shape just in case the right opportunity came along, but the right opportunities didn't, and it finally did. And, you know, I had to jump on it because, like I said, I know a lot of these guys I played with, like Daniel Graham, Lonnie Paxton with the Patriots, of course, Josh, you know. I wasn't expecting this one. Actually, I was expecting another team because they had just contacted me. So to hear, you know, Josh give me a call and wanted to know my interest, it was a big shock to me. But, you know, after I talked to Champ and Brian, I was like, yeah, I'm coming.
You talked about being semi-retired.
Yeah.
Did you ever think over any time over this offseason you were retired? Yeah. I mean, did it was over for you, or did you know that this was something's going
to happen? I trained to play. I wouldn't be out there if I didn't, but it didn't matter either way. I had some, you know, closure on my career. As far as, you know, what I've done and what I've accomplished a lot of things. But, you know, I still had the itch, you know what I mean? And if it was worth scratching, I would have. But if not, I would have been content with, you know, going into my next career, whatever that might be.
Did Indianapolis contact you? We all know about their interest.
Right. No, I mean, not.
Was that the team?
No, that wasn't the team, but I found out later that it was interest there after it all happened, after I had already committed to here. So, but I'm happy to be here.
Why here over anywhere else?
Well, first of all, I'm familiar with a lot of the guys here. I mean, they're hungry, they're winning, and then my familiarity with Josh McDaniel, you know what I mean? I won a few championships with him, so, you know, I thought other than a place like New England going back home, this would be the ideal situation, you know, for me. And I said, hey, a bunch of guys is out there hungry to get a championship, and that's what I'm looking for right now, to try to, you know, capture another championship before I shut it down for good.
Have you been watching this team? I'm probably watching the NFL from afar over the last couple weeks. What do you think how this team is doing?
I think they're doing great, you know what I mean? And I'm just happy to be here to be able to, you know, assist in any type of way. Obviously, they already have a lot of pieces in place, and they're playing good football. So, like I said, I've been watching it from afar. I haven't been glued in on Denver because, really, I didn't think that this would be the spot for me because of, you know, all the transitions that have been happening throughout the league and all the teams that contacted me before this, because I haven't heard from Denver. So, you know, I was kind of looking at the other teams that I thought I might be interested in going to, you know what I mean? So, but from what I've seen, you know, they're a good group of guys.
Do you think he can play Monday?
Huh?
Think he can play Monday?
Well, that's what we're working towards. We'll see. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I did.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.